May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Our second reading was from Luke 7, 11 to 19. So my text is from verse 13. Jesus, Master, have pity on us. One of the major problems of our lives as Christian believers is why sometimes we suffer and even die prematurely, whereas other people are remarkably healed to our great surprise. One of our great faults as believing people is that we want to know the answers to everything. We forget that we are not God, and that we are in fact ordinary human beings with great limitations, not least in our understanding of spiritual things. And yet it is perfectly clear, for example in James, is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? He should sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call for the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now that's perfectly plain. It's sad that in many churches we do not obey his plain command from Scripture to pray over a sick person and anoint them with oil. And there is plain statement in Scripture that in some cases they will recover. Certainly, I've seen many cases like that and gone away rejoicing. But there is one most important prayer to remember. We are to say and mean it, Thy will be done. This is surely a prayer that we do not often enough say, Thy will be done, O Lord. For the fact is that we human beings do not know when it's right for healing to be given, and when it's more right that our sick friend should go to heaven. No doubt what we need to learn is that the Lord is sovereign, and that he knows so much that we do not know, and that he longs only for our good. Of course, there's another issue which is complicating things all the time, and that's the work of the evil one here on earth, trying to produce trouble and tragedy. We see that not only in the small things, but also in Syria and in other wars around the world. And yet, we can trust the good Lord to be with his believing people in the darkness, and to bring out about his perfect will in the life of individuals, you and me. Let me come down to a very pedestrian level. I've been in hospital and quite ill for a while, and I said to the Lord, I'm ready to come to you, take me home if it's your will. But what happened was very plain. He said, John, no, it's not yet time. Go and get on with life. So I was rejected to heaven. The point I'm trying to make so badly is that the good Lord knows best, and, to quote, in his will is our peace. In his will is our peace. So let's thank God for the healings and try to be like the Samaritan, saying to our dear Lord, first of all, Thy will be done. And secondly, giving thanks at all times to him whatever may be his plan for you and for me. Amen.